there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Thursday. Yes, the Traeger grills are fired up. I'm trying to lift morale one Danette at a time. I said to Tyler, the moderator, chimichurri smoked ribeyes would be nice. Smashed cheesy baby potatoes. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
In case you're wondering, I was. Tonight will be the first time that teams from the same metropolitan areas play each other in the World Series and in an NFL game on the same day since October of 2011. That's when the Texas Rangers beat the Cardinals game four of the World Series, and the Cowboys beat the Rams. You have the undefeated Eagles taking on the pesky Texans. Here's something for you with Jalen Hurts. He's been the starter for the Eagles' wins this year. He won each of his final three regular season starts of 2021. With a win tonight, Jalen Hurts, who turned 24 back in August, can tie Peyton Manning, Dak Prescott, Ben Roethlisberger, and Lamar Jackson for consecutive wins. Ben has the most at 15, Lamar 13, Peyton 11, Dak 11, and Jalen with the win tonight would join the group with 11. And Philadelphia has been doing it with defense. They lead the league plus 14 turnover differential, and they've only given it away twice through the first seven games.
This is the stat of the day.
Woo! The Eagles are currently 14-point favorites against the Texans tonight, according to DraftKings. This would be the biggest spread in Thursday night football history. It's been going back 14, 13.5. The over-under is 45. And a half. Yes, Paulie.
Okay, question for the room. If you guys were big Houston sports fans, all sports, and you had tickets to the Eagles-Texans game tonight, you couldn't sell them. Let's say it's going to be very tough to sell those tickets, to offload those tickets. Mm-hmm. Would you just eat the ticket, stay home, and watch the baseball game? They start almost at the exact same time. Or would you go and say, it's not a clinching game, I could peek it out of my phone, but you're probably not going to get a lot of cell phone service in there?
Yes, Todd.
I would go to the football game and take my chances to see what I can on the phone, even if I'm just getting bits and pieces.
And they might do Jumbotron because the game's in Philadelphia, the Phillies.
Wouldn't that be a slap in the face to the Texans team if you could?
It's the Texans.
But I can't imagine the Texans organization putting a different game on TV.
Well, no, you would do just a highlight.
Yeah.
You're not going to put it up the entire game.
No, I'm saying, but like even that would that be enough if you were...
No, if the Astros do something, hell yes. That might be the only excitement Texans fans get. Hey, how about a cheer? Oh, yeah, let's put up something that has to do with the Astros there. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We had a combined no-hitter last night. John Smoltz, who was on the call, will join us coming up here shortly. Here is how it sounded on the Astros radio network.
Ground ball, left side, coming in Bregman. He scoops the short hop, throws on a move to first in time, and that is a ball game. A World Series no-hitter for the Houston Astros as they blank the Philadelphia Phillies 5-0. This World Series is all square at 2 games apiece.
And once again, Phillies, getting no hit. Fritzy, being an Astros apologist, thought that call could have been a little spicier. And you think that this is the way that call, that final out, should have sounded.
Ground ball, throws it to first base. And they've got history. It's history. World Series history. It's only been done once before. A combined no-hitter for the Houston Astros. They take a 3-game, actually even the series of 2. Hopefully they'll take a 3-game-2 series lead tomorrow night.
You know what? That was a bad idea.
That was terrible.
That was a bad idea.
That was a bad idea.
Yeah.
But he did refer to it as a World Series no-hitter. So he knew enough to, that shows me that he knows it's not a real no-hitter.
No, I thought you were going to downplay it like you did in the first hour.
No, but that was the Astros call.
Yeah.
If I was doing the Phillies call, it'd be like, and Presley and 3 of his buddies all combined together to make sure the Phillies got no hits. Make of it what you will. Game 5 tomorrow night.
Do you know the pitcher?
Presley.
Do you know the starting pitcher?
I can't remember.
Take off that damn Astros jersey.
Vasquez.
Please don't take off that Astros jersey.
I mean, put something else on. Christian Javier?
Sounds about right.
Oh, my God. Why do you wear the Astros jersey?
Because I'm an Astros fan. I just forget the name.
Did you watch the game last night?
I did.
You watched the game. You don't know who the pitcher is.
These things slip my mind when you put me on the
spot.
Or
the catch. Oh, God. Why do you do this?
I get a little senile. I just like there's a lot of numbers and names and things floating around in my head.
You're better than that.
Not that much.
Yeah, probably not. Seton, poll question, final hour.
Somebody, by the way, who's very mean-spirited, just said, you know how Twitter is talking about charging money now for like blue checks and things like that? And there might be an $8 tier and $20 and this and that. Is there any amount of money that people can pay monthly to not have Todd Singh on the show? And then they said, #kidding, and then said, #butseriously. Mean spirit. I'm sorry, Ty. I shouldn't have brought that up.
We spent a little time yesterday talking about teams, what they did and didn't do at the trade deadline. And Mike Tannenbaum, former general manager of a team, teams in the NFL, I said, why do we expect the Packers to do anything? The draft, first round, we always expect them to do something this year, and then they don't go out and get wide receivers. Trade deadline, they don't do anything. Aaron Rodgers was asked about the Packers not doing anything.
Brian didn't think that whatever was out there was worth whatever was required, given up. So that just sends a message to us that we got to, you know, play with the guys we got and win with the guys we got. And I think there's still a lot of confidence in the guys in the locker room. I do feel like we need to get healthy, you know, when we're at our full strength, which we really haven't been this season, whether it's been Dave, you know, not playing early in the season and Eld not playing early in the season. We haven't kind of had the 11 that we thought we were going to play with for extended time. So when we get those guys, I feel like, you know, we got the team to get the job done.
That didn't sound very enthusiastic. It's like, I'm going to be measured here. I'm going to be calm. Yes,
he... Wasn't he just talking the other week about how, I don't know, maybe we need to start cutting reps and letting other people have a chance?
Yeah.
Because these guys aren't doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the same locker room that's a lot of positivity here.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, good luck with that. I think he practiced yesterday, a Wednesday, for the first time this season. I don't know what that means, big picture, but I would think any familiarity you could have with those receivers, that would probably help you. It'd go a long way. Yeah, Paul.
Does Aaron Rodgers know more names of his receivers, or does Fritzy know more names of Astros?
Ooh,
fair question.
Yeah. Best odds to score a touchdown tonight. Todd, I'll start with you. Who has the best odds anytime touchdown Thursday night football?
Jalen Hurts.
No. Seton O'Connor.
Somebody, by the way, not to interrupt what you're doing.
Okay.
But somebody also had another poll question idea. Total combined score, Thursday Night Football or World Series Game 5?
that's mean-spirited. The Eagles will score. We know that. Well, who scores more, the Texans or the Astros?
Oh, no.
How about that one? All right. Bloop, bloop.
Bloop.
First touchdown, Seton.
Why am I blanking on the Eagles wide receiver went to Alabama?
Devontae Smith?
Thank you, Devontae Smith.
Okay, no. Marv.
Boston Scott?
No. That's a good poll. All right. Paulie?
A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown. Bloop! A.J. Brown, anytime touchdown.
Anytime touchdown.
That's his nickname. Anytime touchdown.
Yeah. ATD. It should be A.T. Brown. Miles Sanders is second on the list. Damian Pierce, Jalen Hurts, and then Devontae Smith after that. John Smoltz set to join us. John was on the call last night. He'll be on the call again tonight. Johnny joining us from a golf course here and kind enough to join us. John, let me start with Dusty Baker goes out and takes out his pitcher. Can you plead your case that you want to stay into the game?
You allowing the guy to have a feel for the game in that point to get himself out of that game, either take him out much earlier, but once it got bases loaded, that's a very difficult spot to put anybody in. I don't care if a reliever's never given up a run. You come in with the bases loaded, no room for error. It was almost as if they anticipated that Pena was going to bunt, then they were going to bring in Alvarado. But every move has worked so far for Philly. It's hard to kind of criticize some of the moves, but last night was an impossible situation for one of their best pitchers.
Was that a no-hitter?
It was. It wasn't the no-hitter that, Don Drysdale pitched by any means, and his was a perfect game. But, you know, anytime you do something that is very difficult, whether it's five pitchers or two pitchers, it's a pretty incredible feat at this time of the year. You know, nobody had shut down the Philadelphia lineup. Nobody. No starting pitcher, no collective staff. And this was much needed for Houston. If they were going to win the series, they had to kind of punch the boys that were making a mockery of all the starting pitching at home.
You mentioned, I think, Don Drysdale, Don Larson through the...
Don Larson, yeah, sorry about
through,
that.
Through,
right.
through the perfect game. But you start to look at this, is this just a one-off? Kyle Schwarber said, hey, I don't care if we got no hit. We lost a game. But how big of a loss is this, or how big of a win is this for the Astros?
I think it's a bigger win for the Astros. They have more depth, and they're more confident in their ability to pitch because they've done that all year. For the Phillies, just another loss. That's exactly what I would say. Whether you know, it's sometimes better to lose this way than lose by one run every time you get in a situation where you could answer a question like, what if this would have happened? So I think for really the Phillies, no big deal. They've got a tough task today. And if they get back on their offensive game plan and take care of mistakes, they'll be up 3-2 going in. But they're in a tough one when it comes to Justin Verlander being able to make adjustments from game to game.
But how does he make that adjustment? He didn't look good at all. He's never won a World Series game. What are the adjustments? Well, like, what's different for Justin Verlander?
The biggest thing is I think he'll realize mechanically what he has to do after those first nine he got out. He was on point. He was exposing the weaknesses of the Philly offense. And then whatever the delay or whatever happened, he got out of his mechanics, in my opinion, lost the command of his fastball. We saw last night when a man has his fastball going like Javier did, it's very difficult to hit. And Justin has the same capability with that four-seam fastball to expose the weaknesses of any hitter. He did it perfectly for nine innings. Sometimes you can be too passionate, want it too much. I'm not saying that he fell into that category, but when you have a 5-0 lead, that's a great feeling to have. And the next thing you know, you're in a tight game and you're answering the same question. So I'm sure he'll be paying attention to those details because Justin Verlander is one of the best.
Was Lance McCullers tipping his pitches game three?
I think there was a portion of which he was tipping. I don't think it's where everybody was making it out. There's a lot of experts at home. They can freeze their TV, see things that they think they're seeing. But the reality is, out of the stretch, with the glove, that's possibly the way that you can eliminate. If you can eliminate one pitch at a time or one pitch in a repertoire, you've got a huge advantage. But let's be honest, and I think he said it well, he left a lot of pitches in the zone. Even if you know it's coming and you execute your pitch, you're going to get outs. He struck out five guys. He got nine or eight in a row out of the windup. So I would say that out of the stretch, yes, there was a probably with the glove. That's the common fault of a pitcher, is you tilt your glove one way or another. Once you know one pitch, you can eliminate the other. And I think there was no doubt that they were sitting on pitches. And let's be honest. The other thing with his pitch selection, when you don't throw a fastball to a left-hander or one, you can eliminate it. And I think if he pitches again, he has to change and have confidence in his fastball, because he's a dynamic pitcher that loves the moment, and it's a one-off for him. So he got into a little bit of a funk.
How does this play out, John?
Well, you know what? I think the biggest thing that these teams have been able to show is punch, counterpunch. I think the team that wins two in a row is going to win it. I mean, that sounds corny, but nobody has lost two in a row in about 30 games or 25 games. This advantage always has been a little bit given to the Houston Astros. Once the rainout happened, you could make the argument that Philly closed the gap because they could use pitchers differently. But the team that is the most patient or allows their starter to go a little bit deeper now is going to have an advantage of not running those guys out all the time. The more you see relievers in a postseason, the better it is for the offense. The less you see them and the more you can use high leverage, the better it is for that team.
Where are you playing golf today?
Lanark. I think I'm saying it right. This is where the first PGA stroke play championship happened. So there's a little bit of history here. Greens are great. I'm having a time of my life because I never thought I'd get this kind of weather in the postseason. You know, it's a good pregame ritual. Get my golf in, stay locked in, and then enjoy the great seat that I have in the booth.
But did you play golf before a start in any playoff game?
Not a start, but I did play golf on the road in the World Series, in the playoffs. I didn't change any of my routines when it was in between. And if I was a closer, once I was for 3 years, yes, I did play golf the day of the game, because you don't know if you're going to get in. And if I can't get three outs at 10 o'clock at night, then something's wrong.
Great to talk to you again, John. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Johnny Smoltz, World Series champion. He's on the call for tonight's game, Game 5, pivotal between the Astros and Phillies. That's 8 Eastern on Fox. Let me take a break. When we come back, we'll hear from the NBA commissioner. The NBA is now calling carrying, at least they did on Jordan Poole. I don't know if it's a directive from this interview that I conducted with him, but I'm going to take a victory lap. Take a break. Back after this. TireRack.com is ready to help you. You need tires. TireRack.com. They've been doing it for over 40 years. Experience, knowledge, passion to assist every driver. And you would think they were like a local tire shop, just the feel that they have, that they want to help. They're in South Bend, Indiana, but they are globally here. What they've done, TireRack.com/Dan, tell them what you drive. They have an easy-to-use tire decision guide. So you answer a couple of questions, you're going to get a personalized tire recommendation in about 2 minutes. So the right tires for what you drive, where you drive, and how you drive. You can skip the waiting room, by the way, in a lot of areas around the country. They offer mobile tire installation. They've got all the great tires. Todd, they've got the Hankook.
They do?
The Hankook.
Love those.
The Hankook tires. But they bring the tires to your home or office, install them on site. How about that as a convenience, a game changer? TireRack.com/Dan. See for yourself. TireRack.com/Dan. And remember, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, I haven't even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. There are a couple of firsts last night in that World Series. First time in World Series history, the first run of the game was scored via a bases-loaded hit by pitch. Never happened before. Let's see. The Astros are the first team all time to score the first five runs of a game in three different games of a single World Series. Bryce Harper, the first reigning MVP with a stolen base in the World Series since Jose Canseco, Game 4 of the 1989 World Series. The oldest player with a stolen base in the World Series since 2001, the fifth oldest to steal a base in World Series history, Yuli Gurriel, in case you were scoring at home or by yourself.
He's on the Astros.
Yes, he is. Okay, so make sure. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. All right, we have a Washington Commanders bet. Paulie?
You got only one choice in the bet.
Okay, all right.
Starting with the 2023 season, are they still called the Washington Commanders?
Yes.
Do you think they'll have new ownership?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess those go together.
Yes.
How about this hypothetical? If they sell the team in the offseason, let's say it happens and it's completed before, let's say before the draft.
Okay.
Should they change the name again? You got Daniel Snyder's stink all over that name.
A couple of names.
Yeah, a couple of them.
I don't like Commanders. I loved Washington football team. Washington football club. But I don't know if you could go back. They made a lot of money, revenue-wise, merchandise, off of changing their nickname. Yes.
You think they sold more Washington football team gear or Commanders gear?
Commanders.
You do?
Well, I think because it feels like Commanders is more permanent than the Washington football team. That almost felt like, hey, we don't have a nickname. Here it is. But and I think their uniforms are crushing it. I think I'm going to give them a couple of bloops there. I think they look pretty good. Just team doesn't. Yeah, Mar.
Yeah, that color scheme is just phenomenal.
It's pretty good.
And I like the all black. When they did the all black,
yeah.
A lot of times I think it's just, you know, for jersey sales and revenue. I hear that, but those jerseys are just really good. Now, the team sucks, but whatever.
Thank you, Marv. Yes, Paul.
Those Eagles uniforms still are so bad. The mediocre green, the different types of stripes.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's like muted.
It's not. It doesn't jump out at you.
Yeah, they're not awful. Like, you know, some of these uniforms are so awful to become cool years later. Like those 80s White Sox or those Denver
Padres
Nuggets
in the 70s. Yeah,
creamsicles.
Yeah,
those
the Toronto
terrible
Raptors
uniforms.
Yeah.
But now they're cool.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
I have confirmation. It's a Crayola crayon, mediocre green. It's right next to burnt sienna in the
past. True. You, but you got to go back to Jaws.
Jaws.
Harold Carmichael, Wilbert Montgomery. Give me that green. Like, if you're going to have a green.
Nice Kelly green.
Yeah, just something that pops.
People like the Kelly green that they used with Randall Cunningham for a while in the 80s and 90s. Yeah.
But then you put black in with the green, and it just darkens it even more. I need it popping there. Great team, bad uniforms. Got to, you know, spark it up a little bit. We need some color. Can't go wrong with color.
I think we're being a little harsh on it.
Man.
I mean, it's nice. It's nice to have some subtlety sometimes.
Yes, Marv.
Are they the opposite of North Carolina football? Bad uniform, great team.
Okay. Once again, one of my college football sources says that teams will tank for Drake May next year. Like the tanking will start for him in a couple of years, or next year, I think. Yeah, Mark.
Oh, I never doubted whether somebody from North Carolina is going to be a top pick in the draft. That I would never
it's just
doubt
the
that.
Team. The just, team's not a top 10 team.
Just the team, not sure. I think they're really good this year, but consistently, no.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we get caught up there. There are like three or four other quarterbacks that we talk about, but this guy under the radar right now. Yes, Pauline.
Yeah, Drake May, redshirt freshman he's got for North Carolina, 29 touchdowns, 3 picks this year.
And he might be 2024 where he's the guy.
Bad play for May.
Yeah. I watched my Cavaliers last night. Is that the best backcourt in the NBA? I got Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell Jr. the third. It's not a big backcourt. I got two guys who are, 6'1"? Donovan Mitchell's playing great. Yeah, playing great. Anybody on the Cavs band? I wish they had a little more depth there. But they're good. I love Allen, Mobley, K-Love.
6'1"?
Yeah. They're a fun little team. I watched My Name is Luka last night. Had over 30 again, 7 consecutive games. But and the Lakers won. Lakers won in overtime. Yeah, Mark.
Westbrook off the bench, yeah. Sixth man of the year, baby.
Yeah. I don't know why it took him this long. If a basketball novice like me, as soon as they signed him, I said, have him come off the bench. Don't have him start. Have him come off the bench. Let him feel more important than what he really is. Instead of, hey, I'm going to be in the starting lineup here. I don't want you in the starting lineup. You can be off the bench, and you can be helter-skelter. Go out there and just go. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, we don't care. We already know that you're 6'4 from UCLA. We don't need them to
ball
announce that
the
you're
introduction.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't. Okay, just ball.
And at guard. 6'4 guard out of UCLA, Russell Westbrook Jr. the third. I've been on a crusade for years now, and we had the commissioner of the NBA on, and here is, I ask him about Why are players allowed to carry the ball now more than ever?
It's a tough call to make, first of all. I think it may be that the rule needs to be changed, because the way the rule is now written is that you can't put your hand under the ball, completely under the ball, or bring it to a pause. I think in some cases, if you really broke it down, the player's hand is actually on the side of the ball, not under the ball. And that crossover happens so quickly and there's no pause. I'm not sure if technically, I don't think palming is the word in our rule book, but I don't think, as you and I are describing it, that it's technically a violation. There's no doubt our officials miss it sometimes, but I know that plenty of fans, when I'm in the seats, will say to me, isn't that palming? They're going like this.
Yeah.
Now, our officials are looking to see, are looking for the pause, yeah, and they're looking to see. I think, you know, clearly if there's that so-called frozen moment, they should be calling it. But it is an area of attention.
You imagine if I got to sit next to the commissioner in a game. That's traveling right there. 3 seconds there. He's carrying the ball. Come on. But it is carrying. And I'd only buy this if you put your hand on the side of the ball, that's not carrying. I have to put it underneath. I can have my hand on the side of the ball and still have the ball hovering here. And it just gives you an unfair advantage there. Joe Dumars, former bad boy with the Pistons, now working in the NBA home office. And I asked him about this. Remember when carrying the ball was a turnover, Joe?
I do remember that. I do remember. I remember when three steps was traveling and carrying the ball was called. So Dan, you and I are the same era, so we saw some different things.
But what happens when they go, we're not going to call carry? Was it John Stockton or Allen Iverson who may have started this?
I never thought about that. Damn, you're right. You know what? You may be right about that. I don't know, but I do know that it's a point of emphasis. That's for sure. Like internally, it's a point of emphasis about, like, look, we have to enforce these rules. We cannot continue to allow this to get further and further away from us. And that's the real answer, Dan. It's like internally,
yeah,
it's like, hey, look, we got to start enforcing this. Because, you know, you see it. Like, if you have eyes, you see what's happening. You go, come on. Like we can't allow that to continue to go on.
Why are they starting to call it now? Why did they put out a memo just a couple of days ago? The season's already started. We're 2 weeks in, and now they put it out? Here's Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors.
They called three carries on Jordan. Did you know that was maybe going to be an emphasis going into the game, or what did you just think about that?
I guess there was an email that went out today, and honestly, I didn't check my email. Like, you know, I was shocked. Because basically the whole league does that. They've been doing it ever since Allen Iverson convinced the referees that it wasn't a carry. It is a carry. What Jordan does is a carry. But the whole league's been doing it. So I guess I got to start checking my email on game days.
Okay. Is it just a coincidence? They put out an email. We're 2 weeks into the season and they're calling carrying. You're welcome. Couple of phone calls in here. Darcy in Colorado. Hey, Darce, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan and the Danette. First time caller, long time listener.
Mm-hmm.
5'2", 128, semi-athletic mom bod. You guys were discussing power ballads this morning, and Seton, my man, you are my music man, and you didn't name two major artists. The first one, he wrote, I'd Do Anything for Love, but Almost Anything by Meatloaf. And the second one, Seton, go check out their review of this song, Twins, The New Trend, on YouTube. But they review this song, and their review meets your description of a power ballad. He drops the drum solo 3 minutes into the song. Phil Collins, In the Air Tonight.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, Darcy. Yeah, Paul.
Did Phil Collins ever rock hard enough to drop it down to a power ballad? That song just seems like a really cool song with the where the drums drop in. I don't know if that's a true power ballad.
I would agree with you.
Yeah.
I think it's just a great song.
It's not like Phil Collins was crushing metal before that and just dropped it in.
No. Yeah, Seton.
Big one, Journey, Faithfully. That's a power ballad. Yeah, and a half.
Yeah,
that might be.
But that lacks power. I think it's a ballad. Not every ballad's a power ballad.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
Guitar has to come in hard, or drums have to come in hard at some point in the song.
Mm. Okay, Nothing Else Matters, Metallica. Is that a power ballad?
I'd have to be familiar with Metallica to answer that.
Okay.
Yes.
Staying in your lane. Appreciate it.
I am. After being told, Marvin got told to stay in his lane today.
All I said was Axl Rose. That's what I was called, Axl Foley. Axl Rose. He was trying to be Elton John. That's it. I don't have any problem with November Rain, but he was just on that piano way too often for my taste. Oh, but the question I had was, what's arena rock then? What do we call that?
That's Gary Glitter. Rock and Roll Part 1 and 2. Hey! Hey! Yeah. I don't know if we play Gary Glitter anymore. Didn't he go to prison? Then got some bad things attached to Gary Glitter there.
I won't be playing him over here.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, Paul.
Arena rock, would that be where it's crowd participation, like We Will Rock You? Is that an arena rock song?
Yeah.
Okay, so then at this point, though, where does Seven Nation Army fit into arena rock? Because there's not a sporting event in the world that doesn't say.
Yep.
They're not singing that song.
Yeah, that's arena rock. Absolutely.
Man, it's got to stink to be a musician. Like, all of these songs, you write these songs and then give them to the world and you make nothing off of it. Like, everybody's using that song. It's like, yeah, we get to. Go on tour. Sell your shirts.
Wait, they don't get paid if you play that in an arena?
Nah.
What?
I'm almost positive they don't get paid for that stuff.
But they
what would the budget be for, like, in arena music then? You know what I mean? I don't think anybody gets paid for that.
Yeah, I can help you with this.
Okay.
Like Seven Nation Army by White Stripes, right?
Yeah.
So if a guy uses it as a walk-up song, that's the team playing. It's being picked up by the broadcast, but it's not being broadcast by Fox or MLB.
Right.
If they play it, they might have to pay for it in some level. But if it's part of the arena experience, it does not. They don't have to pay.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
But imagine if you're all about the art and you put some song together and they're blasting it in a Canucks game or something like that. It's just kind of like, come on, this is like my work. This is like my painting, my musical painting, and you're just blasting it. It's a Winnipeg Jets game. Come on.
But you create music to share and let the world dispense
it. I guess,
it.
But it wasn't meant for that, for fans to go, hey, hey, hey. It's like, no. So come on.
Yes,
Marv. Feel something.
Arena rock is a style of music that was originated in the mid-1970s as hard rock bands and those playing a softer yet strident kind of pop rock became increasingly popular. Groups began creating material inherently designed for large audiences.
I think that's Queen. You know, that really feels like what Queen was about when they put their big songs together.
Yeah, that was definitely arena rock for sure.
Well, if you go back to when Queen was at Wembley with Freddie Mercury, and that's what, over 100,000 people, and that felt like you're watching arena rock, almost the birth of it, it felt like. Because I don't know if there, what other song, I mean, arena rock, but this is different. This is, that's not an arena, that's a sporting event. You go to a concert, that's different.
And arena rock would be different than, like, jock jams.
Yeah.
Love jock jams.
Arena rock, like AC/DC, that's arena rock,
yeah.
Right?
Hell's Bells. That would be arena rock? I'm guessing. Anybody?
No, I'm with
hello?
You.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
I know.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
I don't know much about that, but I do know about yacht rock. When you retire, that's I'm going to
yes.
either be a PD at a urban AC station. That's like R&B for the old people because I'm 58 really in life. And yacht rock, tons of Christopher Cross will be on the airwaves.
Doobie Brothers.
Yeah. Yacht rock.
Thank you for saying what needed to be said. Yacht rock is actually a very good show.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you for saying what needed to be said.
It's buttery soft. Yacht rock.
On Friday, you get really wild and throw on some Jimmy Buffett because it's like, the weekend's coming.
Yeah. Come Monday.
Put the umbrella in your drink.
Be
changes in latitude. Changes in attitude.
But how many people have a yacht that when you say, oh, this is yacht rock, I don't want to get on a yacht if that's what's happening on a yacht. Yes, Mark.
You lay on the couch, you pretend you're sailing, you pretend you're on a yacht and you're just kind of cruising away from the world and your blood pressure's going down and you got a little drink in your hand and you got the yacht rock going and you can just go sail anywhere from your couch. It's a beautiful thing to do.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Little Steely Dan.
All right.
I'm a big Steely Dan fan.
It's yacht rockish, isn't it?
I don't know. Is it?
I think so.
I feel bad for him then.
Okay, where does Fleetwood Mac fit into that category? They're kind of yacht rocky, but awesome.
I'd have to know the definition of yacht rock. Because Fleetwood Mac, I don't know if that's yacht rock.
Unoffensive music that you could drink to would be yacht rock. Light.
But Fleetwood Mac's got layers to those songs and what they mean, and you know that Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham don't like each other, and all the drama that went on, and dating each other in the band. That doesn't sound like yacht rock. Yes, Paul.
Remember the singer Michael McDonald? He would be the alpha dog of the Yacht Rock Channel.
Ooh, he is the
Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins. All right.
I just discovered a whole new category called New Wave Yacht Rock.
What is that?
Was that like Gary Numan and Cars?
It has, there's, according to this, there is, let's see, Duran Duran, that's insulting. The Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, Robert Palmer, Spandau Ballet.
Spandau. I was a big Robert Palmer fan. Addicted to Love.
Like the videos.
Yeah, he had the girls there and with their guitars.
They sure did.
Thank you, Todd. All right, let me take a break. If you're watching on Peacock, the steaks are coming off the grill right now. We're going to close up shop, and I guess Fritzy has a baseball
fun little baseball game.
All right, we'll take a break. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a Robot Pachinko Machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. And if you're thinking about getting a colonoscopy, do so. All right. Don't wait till you're 50. I have to get a colonoscopy tomorrow. But don't wait till you're 50 to get one. You know, if you're in your 40s, get one. And also, they've gotten, there used to be a drink that you had, and they got rid of that. Now you have water and some pills that you take. And I think more people, hopefully more people, will get a colonoscopy because, hey, I held off because I couldn't drink that. Whatever that was, it was just really, really tough to get down. Yes, Todd.
I'm glad you said that because that's extremely important. We all know I've had my my issues and condition with Crohn's, and that's just something that's very, very smart to do. And especially once you hit 40, it used to, I think, be 50, but now they're saying by 40, you should be doing that.
Yes, you should. Don't wait till you're 50 to get a colonoscopy. NBA commissioner has said something about Kyrie Irving in a statement issued today. Kyrie Irving made a reckless decision to post a link to a film containing deeply offensive anti-Semitic material. While we appreciate the fact that he agreed to work with the Brooklyn Nets and the Anti-Defamation League to combat anti-Semitism and other forms of discrimination, I am disappointed that he has not offered an unqualified apology and more specifically denounced the vile and harmful content contained in the film that he chose to publicize. I will be meeting with Kyrie in person in the next week to discuss this situation. All right. I don't know if you can force somebody to apologize. That's about as close as they could get. All right, so who's going to meet with Kyrie? But then if you get an apology, you know it's forced, so it's not. It doesn't mean anything. Like you're waiting for an apology from somebody who doesn't want to apologize. Yes, Eden.
It's good, though, that the commissioner said something, because that's kind of what we've been waiting for, is where he stands on all this.
I don't mean to nitpick, but can you help me in the second line there? Did they misspell Semitic, anti-Semitic? A-N-T-I-S-E-M-I-T-I-C? Is that misspelled, Todd?
It may be. I'm checking.
All right. I don't know. Maybe it's not. It just kind of stood out where I went. No. Does that seem like there's supposed to be an E in there in the medic?
No.
No? Oh, good. All right.
I think they're safe.
They misspelled it in a previous release that they had, I think. There was a misspelling. All right. So the commissioners said something. That's good. We're finally on record. Took a little while, but, Kyrie is sort of apologizing. Sort of. I don't know what people expect out of him. I mean, he just, hey, how can I get this to go away? The Nets probably said, here, write a check. It's going to cost you $500,000, and then maybe it goes away. We need it to go away. This day in sports history, Paulie.
1989, the Minnesota Timberwolves played the first NBA game. They lost to Seattle 106-94. Can anyone name a starter for the 1989 Minnesota Timberwolves?
Ooh, Marv.
Pooh Richardson?
Incorrect. Off the bench. Good guess, though. So going to give you half a point.
Stephon Marbury.
No, a little early.
Kevin Garnett.
Nope. Sidney Lowe, Tony Campbell, Todd Murphy with 1D, Brad Lojas, and Sam Mitchell.
Ooh.
Yep, and then the Supersonics were Dale Ellis, Derek McKee, Xavier McDaniel, Michael Cage, and Nate McMillan. Good squad there.
Yes,
and
very good.
Young Sean Kemp.
Yes. What else do we have?
Minnesota. Also Minnesota, 1998, elected Jesse the Body Ventura, a former pro wrestler, as its governor.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg Maddux, this is a great move by the Cubs. 1992, Greg Maddux of the Braves wins his first Cy Young with the Braves. He had won it the last year with the Cubs, and they let him go.
First pitcher to win the Cy Young in consecutive seasons with different teams.
Yep.
Kobe Bryant on this date, 1996, the youngest player in NBA history to make his debut. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
Dan, we've put up there, Daniel Snyder is selling majority ownership, minority stake, or stop it. He isn't selling anything. Right now, 51%, stop it. He's not selling anything.
Oh, we didn't get to do the baseball quiz.
It's just like 30 seconds.
Okay, go.
I had some other poll questions, though, that we could update. I put up there a power ballad one.
Okay.
If there is such a thing as a good power ballad, which one is the best? Right. We have November Rain, Home Sweet Home, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, or Faithfully. Right now, November Rain running away with it, 36% of the vote.
Is there anything else that you need to mention?
It was last night actually a no-hitter. 60% of the audience say yes, it was.
I see what's going on.
And then we have the chimichurra ribeyes and the smashed cheesy baby potato. We don't have enough time to do the baseball quiz.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Todd.
Sister Christian, by the way, my brother weighing in. That's a power ballad, isn't it?
Okay. What did I learn today, Todd?
That the White Sox manager is Pedro Grifol and the Kansas City Royals manager is Matt Quatraro. That's how I got in my MLB quiz there.
What we learned brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Thanks for joining us. One more item as we close out this show. When cyber criminals comb the dark web for stolen items, they are looking for PII, personal identifiable information, full name, social security number, driver's license, bank account numbers, passport numbers. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every single day, there's so much information that we put out there, we're not sure who's gathering it. LifeLock by Norton will help you. They will give you alerts. They'll detect when there's potential identity threats, maybe a loan taken out in your name or a crime committed by thieves pretending to be you. You need a restoration specialist in the United States to fix it if you have a problem, and that's what LifeLock has. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect what is yours with LifeLock. Join now, save up to 25% off your first year. The promo code is Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events... You'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From the versatile EQB to the sublime EQS sedan, Mercedes-Benz makes electric extraordinary. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. The choice is yours. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQ.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.